The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Chauncey here talking, and man, I hope you got a pretty good weekend planned and everything else. Yeah, a little windy, might be a little on and off rain. Who knows what? I'm going to be busy with the Illinois Hunt Camp up in Wakanda later on today. And tomorrow I'm going to be on a little bit of a road trip to Wisconsin to check out a few fishing spots and things like that. So, you know, come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. But remember to tell all your friends to like us on either our Facebook page at Chauncey's Great Outdoors, or also go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, amazing.com, and you can click on the word podcast and listen to any one of our shows, or you can listen to it on the ESPN app that you can download for free at your favorite, you know, little app store that you've got there. Okay, I can't even, you know, hopefully Captain Tony's coming on, where there's been a lot of fishing being caught. We didn't get hit so much. Western Michigan got hit pretty hard with 9.5 inches of rain in some areas. That's a lot of water. But you know what? Let's talk about, a little bit of today's show. Okay, first of all, on this week's show, we're going to have, hopefully, Captain Tony, because he's running down to the end. He's probably sitting on a dock waiting for his clients for today. But we'll talk to Tony about what's going on there. Then our good friend John Spann from the DuPage County Friends of the NRA, Jonathan Spann. I go every year with him to this fundraiser that helps support the many youth programs in the county and youth trap shooting teams and a whole lot more. It's really a cool thing that they do. And they do this all at a dinner next week. So I'm fired up for it. I'm excited, and maybe I'll come home with some prizes, you know. And then Dennis Butts, he's the owner of, I love this, the name of his guide service, No Butts About It. No Butts About It guide service. He's been guiding up in the Green Bay area for a number of years, and he wants to talk to us about all the hot fishing that's going on in the Green Bay area and the surrounding lakes, because he just doesn't fish one spot. He fishes a couple of different things to go to. So that's really kind of a cool thing to check out. No Butts About It. And then we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report, as always, to talk to our grandson Aiden, see what's going on there. And as a matter of fact, today is Aiden's birthday. Should call him up and sing him happy birthday, but then everybody would shut off the radios. but hey, the other thing I'm involved with in a couple of weeks, we've got the, it's on October 10th. It's Remember, I don't care if you're a beginner shooter, a novice, or an experienced sporting clay shooter. It's a good way to loosen up your old eyesight and body if you're going to be shooting birds, real birds. But I'm helping out a Sporting Clay Classic benefiting the Scouting America program for Northeast Illinois Scout Council. I'm part of that committee, and I would love to see you to come out to there. So please give Natalie a call at 847 748 9174, and you can sign up for a spot, or you can donate maybe a spot, a gift, that'll pay for a first responder to go shoot. Or you can make a donation. That would be cool, too. But that's with the Northeast Illinois, NEIC.org Council website. You can go there and get more information, too, or just call Natalie. I would do that. 847-748-9174. But you got to remember to tell her, Chauncey sent me. Okay? Oh, I can hear a telephone ringing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's Captain Tony sitting on the dock, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. Doing good. Just bite my time again, like you said. Just sitting at the dock, of the bay.
Sitting on the dock of
the wind.
Yeah, watch it. We got some good wind this weekend.
Watch blowing us away here. Oh, yeah. You know, Mother Nature, October's coming up with a full force of Mother Nature here.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to get ugly out there.
Yeah.
Better be safe than sorry.
I saw one of the photos that you posted on DiamondGhostCharters.com, Diamond Ghost Charters on your Facebook page, rather. That was the biggest lake trout head I've ever seen on a lake trout. Oh, my gosh, Tone.
Oh, yeah, the one on the rack, yeah. The guy, he was supposed to pick up the big one, but he picked up the 18-pounder. I said the big one, right? The 18-pounder's not the big one. The 22-pounder, the big one.
He was a behemoth. He was huge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there was a couple guys. I think someone took a 31-pounder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a kid actually caught it. It was as big as the kid. There's some big fish out there. Oh, my God, real big fish.
Yeah. Hey, so, Tony, I know we're winding down a little bit here. What's the plan of action? Is it early morning, or are you getting out a little later during the day?
It's not really early morning. I like to start 6 o'clock, 6:30. You know, the sun's up by about, I don't know, 6:51 or something like that. We've been running either 7 miles or 11 miles one way offshore,
mm-hmm.
The lake trout. They're in their migration right now, so they'll probably end up on the South Reef in front of Waukegan, which is probably about 11.9 away from us,
you know.
That's a 22-mile round trip, so the fish are there, you know, it just takes a little time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend, you know, an 8. You can get there in a 6, but you might not have enough time, but an 8-hour trip gets you there and back with enough time to catch all your fish.
Okay. And standard, you know, the spinning glows and, you know, big spoons and some other things like that?
Yeah, spinning glows, white tails, mm-hmm. Mirage tails on them, big paddles, I call it the, what do I call the Dodger? I'm calling it the wrong name, but I call it the chameleon, but you guys call it the right name. I think it's called, I mm-hmm. forgot what it's called.
Oh, I know what you mean, but
It's that green and mirage mm-hmm. on one side and then glow on the other. That's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the big chrome blinky with the blinky light on there, him with a green and white spin and glow with a white tail's been mm-hmm. good. You know, you just got to get something down there, you know, 150 on down, you know, that's where they're at.
Yeah. Like I said, I do know you're going to be pulling out in October, but if somebody wanted to talk to you about maybe you had an open time this year in October or, you know, looking at next year to get those prime weekend dates from you, what's the best way to get a hold of you, my friend?
I just have a couple weeks left in October. I would call me on the cell at area code 847-366-0741. Leave me a message because if I'm offshore, I have no cell service. So I'll call you back when I get in range.
All right. Sounds good. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost Charters? Fish on! Fish on!
And fish on is right, man. All right, guys. Be safe out there. Catch a lot of fish.
Okay. Take care, Tony. That's Diamond Ghost Charters, everybody. Definitely check them out. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at
bursting with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription, and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
I like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher
this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Buddy, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, I got something coming up that I'm going to. And the only way to talk about it, because I have a little too much fun at this event, I've got my good friend of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, someone I've gone pheasant hunting, shooting with, eating dinner with, solved problems with, about the world in his garage or something. I mean, we've done a little bit of everything, but I have my good friend Jonathan Spann on the phone. John, how are you?
Good, Chance. How are you?
Buddy, Jonathan, tell me, tell everybody what we're going to be doing in a couple weeks.
Well, I just want to let your listeners know about an exciting event coming up a week from today, October 5th. It's the 31st annual Fox Valley Friends of the NRA banquet, and it is a raucous event. It is so much fun.
It really is. Oh my gosh, it's a great event. You turned me on to it. I couldn't even remember how many years ago, John.
Three or four at least.
Yeah, well, let's add a few more to that. And but it's this, you know, once again, the 31st annual Fox Valley Friends of the NRA. It's a fundraising for this group. It's a 501c3. They do so much stuff with education, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a good time because you're with people that all enjoy the outdoors, whether they're trap shooters or hunters or, target shooters. This is people who enjoy the sport of shooting. And, oh, my gosh, the stuff you have there, Jonathan, it's mind-blowing. You have more stuff.
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. And it's geared toward the shooting sports community, but outdoorsmen in general are more than welcome to come. You're going to find fishing gear. You're going to find hunting gear. There are guns. There's gear. There's all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, and you're not exaggerating. Yes, there's shooting, whether it's, pistols or long guns, but you have camouflage stuff, you have knives, you have jewelry, you have lots of bottles of wine and baskets you can win, you have camouflage stuff, you have pocket knives, you have some really beautiful commemorative firearms that are on auction there. I mean, this is just a lot of fun on top of a great dinner. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, 100% filet mignon dinner.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, to watch the people, and every year we always have a few new people that sit at our table, and it is just a hoot because we laugh by the end of the evening, by the middle of the evening, we're all but like longtime buddies.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And one of the things that I like about this event is I've seen pretty much every age there.
Yes, 100%. The Friends of the NRA is geared toward youth shooting. So all the proceeds from the banquet go back into youth shooting sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you say, well, what, the people that might be a little kind of like, what? There are so many high schools outside the city of Chicago, and I'm not talking rural, and if when you talk rural, it even get the numbers jump up, but have trap shooting teams that compete against other schools in trap shooting.
It is so cool to see the resurgence of trap shooting, and especially the high school trap teams
mm-hmm.
that are making it a part of their curriculum and encouraging young people not to fear guns, but to shoot guns and enjoy them.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. And, I mean, I think one of the great stories, my sister-in-law wanted to learn how to shoot for target, okay? Target shooting. And so three Catholic priests took her out to a range to show her how to shoot pistols. And, I mean, it is just so much fun. Everybody enjoys this. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on there. People wind up becoming friends and make trips, plan trips. Hey, let's go pheasant hunting down at this state area, or let's take a ride over to, your club that you're part of, go, pheasant hunting or duck hunting and stuff like this. And yeah, you guys even have decoys. I remember I forgot to mention that. I've seen decoys over the years. Who knows this year, but over the years I've seen that too. But I mean, it is just so much, isn't it?
There is so much stuff. There are bucket raffles, there are drawings, there are live auctions, there are silent auctions. It's just a wonderful opportunity for anybody who's a hunter, shooter, or Second Amendment person, or especially an outdoorsman.
Mm-hmm.
to come on out and have some fun.
Oh, God, yes. Oh. And I'm being very honest, everyone. I come, and Jonathan knows, I really enjoy being there. And it's so much, like I says, it's like being in a room with, 150, 200 of your best friends. And there's so much laughter and jokes and everything. And, all for the common good of expanding this to the younger generations and us older generations, too.
yes, to that I would agree, but especially for the younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If we don't get young people involved in the outdoors, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that as well as I do.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Take a kid fishing, take a kid hunting, and the world's a better place.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yes. And, it's something that even if you learn about you go and you take some classes for firearm safety that are supported by the NRA. I mean, I didn't do any. I fished from, I think the joke in the family is my mother found me under a rock in a stream. That's how I was born. But I didn't start hunting until I was like 19, 18 years old. And,
oh my gosh.
And this is what I learned.
I didn't start hunting until I was like 30. And I wanted to do it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken under the wing by some people who said, come on out and hunt with us.
Yeah.
And it was the coldest day you can imagine. And I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. I always say, whether it's fishing or hunting or whatever, it's yes, when you're younger, you always want to make sure you've harvested. But you know what? At a certain point, you go, I don't need harvest. I'm having a great time.
100%. 100%. When I go fishing, which I do fairly often,
mm-hmm.
I don't care if I catch a thing.
Yeah.
I just want to go.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. And that's why, I grew up in Inglewood. You're talking about the city of Chicago, folks. I grew up in Inglewood. It wasn't pretty when I was there. Trust me, it wasn't pretty when I was there. But it's like, wow, I got my first taste of learning how to shoot at Boy Scout camp at Owasabi Scout Reservation. And I always liked it. I liked it. And I just, did the target shooting. And I wanted to learn, but I never had, as you said, that mentor, someone in the family, especially if your mother or father doesn't do that, an uncle that says, hey, come on, let's go out, And, it's just, this is where you make connections, too, for down the road, for you to enjoy the fun of shooting. I know there's people there that do, I'm going to missay it, Jonathan, you're going to correct me, please correct me. The cowboy shooting, is that what it's called?
Oh, well, at ASC, at the Aurora Sportsman's Club, yes, we have a big faction of cowboy action shooting.
That's what it's called, cowboy action shooting. And, it's just, there's so much that meeting people that this could lead to, especially when someone says, hey, great having dinner with you at our event here at the 31st Annual Fox Valley Friends of the NRA, Let's go shoot some targets next week. And yeah, that sounds a good idea to me. And this is where that expansion comes. Now, once again, this is October 5th, right?
Yes, sir. October 5th at the Lincoln Inn Banquets, which is located at 1345 South Batavia Avenue in Batavia, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Batavia Avenue could be called Batavia Avenue or Route 31.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a matter of
fact, the doors open. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Doors open what time?
Doors open at 4:30. Bar and raffles open at that point.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock dinner, and the raffles will be going on throughout the evening.
Mm. Yes, and they go out throughout the evening, and you got to get up and check to see if you're checking on your prices or your raffles and different things like that. And the other thing that's so much fun too is the just to see the different things that are out there. and with all the raffle prizes and games. And like I said, I saw pocket knives, sheet knives, things to help sight in. I saw jewelry, nice jewelry. I saw, some handguns. I saw long guns. There is just so much for people to see, touch, and enjoy. An event like this just makes it a grand time. And if you're wondering, where's Batavia Road? If you're on the East-West Tollway and you get off at Route 31, Batavia Road, all you got to do is go a little bit north of the expressway, and it's on your left-hand side, folks.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
That's exactly where this... I've only been there a few times. That's exactly where it is. Now, if somebody wants to get a ticket, how do I do it? Because October 5th is right around the corner, isn't it?
It is indeed. There are three ways that your listeners can get in touch with this event. Mm-hmm. They can either call 630-551-6794, or they can email foxvalleyfnra@gmail.com, or they can get in touch via www.friendsofnra.org/Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But pretty much if they Google Fox Valley Friends of the NRA, something will come up.
Something will come up. And if you dial this 630-551-6794, Jeremy Zollers is going to pick up the phone and tell him that you heard this on Chauncey's show.
Please do.
Yeah, tell him, hey, I heard this on Chauncey's show, And it's a good time. I'm going to be there. Show up. Let's do a couple of photos, and let's talk about the great outdoors when we're out there together on the 5th. Okay, everybody? Sounds good to me. Jonathan, anything else that I'm missing?
Chauncey, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
As always, my friend, it's a great time. Any time I spend with you, whether it's indoors or outdoors. Okay?
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun, certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" The Northeast Illinois Council Scouting America is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive in Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score at the trap range. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15, with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay target in the sky, you're saying, "I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois Council." To register, go to neic.org/clays24. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out, and if you can't come out, sign up as a sponsor with Natalie at 847-748-9174 for as little as $250 and up, which can include squads of four and signage at the event, depending on the level. See you there. Pull. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shed Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey. Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
It's that time of year. Deer season's back. It's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is. Let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is. Shoot.
Hey, well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, a lot of people I talked to say, Chauncey, what's going on up in Wisconsin with the sturgeon area? What's going on in, Winnetka County? What's going on over in this area and the lakes down in the Green Bay area? And I said, okay. So I found Dennis Butts, who you probably have seen his booth at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg. But Dennis, thanks for coming on this morning.
You're welcome, Chauncey. It's great to talk to you and hopefully learn a few things about the Green Bay area and the surrounding areas, Sturgeon Bay, Marinette, O'Connell, and how wonderful the walleye fishing and perch fishing, bass fishing, musky fishing. It's just a great area to visit and great fishing.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dennis, you got my attention when you said walleye, perch, okay. But obviously, we can tell I like to eat my fish.
Yes.
Hey, but, one of the things about the lakes that you're talking about, especially sturgeon, it has gotten pounded over the years for the smallmouth bass, hasn't it?
Yes. The Gobies, I think, really brought the smallmouth bass to the next level. That Sturgeon Bay area, starting in that late April, May, June is fabulous fishing. Mm-hmm. And the fish, I fished the tournaments up there 20 years ago. If you had a 3-pound average, you'd probably win the tournament. And, now all the tournaments up there, it's a 5-pound average to win the tournament. It's just crazy where that fishery had evolved over the last 20 years.
Yeah. But as you said, all the other species, the walleye, the perch, the muskie, and these are what I call bread and butter fish to anglers, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Walleye fishing's probably the number one thing I would say in the lower part of the bay, that Sturgeon Bay, Marinette, to the lower end of Green Bay. I target walleyes probably 90% of the time. The muskies in the fall of the year start to migrate, so I'll follow them, September, October, into November. They come all the way into the Fox River right in Green Bay, right by, there's a team called the Packers down here, so you can actually be fishing and see the Packers Stadium. So all the Bear fans that are out there, they'll love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, perch opens mid-May, and it's pretty good in that mid-May, but then again in the fall, like right now I'm on a really good perch bite, a lot of 11 to 13-inch perch. If you get the right days where, a foot and a half wave or less, really do good perch fishing. The walleyes, starting and end. This year was actually late March. I generally will focus on the west shoreline, all the rivers on the bay coming on the west side. So you got Marinette, you got Peshtigo, Pensacola River, Suamico, Fox River. They're all on the west to the south side of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So all the migration of your walleyes are on that shoreline. So starting in, you know, March, April, if you want to get a fish of a lifetime and you love to cast, that is the time. You know, it's catch and release, and, you know, one fish over 15 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in the river, it's one over 28.
Wow.
But it's just a fabulous fishery. You can have some days, you know, half dozen fish over 25 inches, and the chance of getting the ones over 30 or the 12, 13, 14 pounders, that's the time of the year for that. And then, you know, then they spawn out in that May time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they go out into the shorelines. May is always really good. They start to funnel out in the mud basin in that late June, July. July, August is fabulous fishing out here. June's always, we got alewives that come in from Lake Michigan, so June's always a touch and go month. Perch can bite really good. Smallmouth bass are really good at that time frame, so a lot of times they'll target that rather than the walleyes and then start focusing on the walleyes again in July, August. And then you get your fall run, they slowly start, if you want to run all the way up to Chambers Island, at, you know, all the big islands up, you don't get many fish in that mid-summer time frame, but you get some big fish up in that way. You know, and then they slowly start migrating back again, and you can get on a good jig bite in the fall in the rivers again. So if you like to cast, if you like to troll, flip bobbers, just a wide variety of ways to catch the walleyes out on the Great Lakes too, which is, you know, fun.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, with, and one thing, we're talking with Dennis Butts, everybody. And I got to tell you, I love the name of his guide service. It's No Butts About It Guide Service.
Yep. Figured I had a wonderful last name. I might as well make fun of it, right?
That's great. I'd love it, Dennis. But, you know, look, you just got the ears of, I can't even tell you, thousands of perch fishermen in Chicago and across northern Illinois. And the thing is, you're going to try everything. Whether you're walleye fishing, you know, you're going to do some trolling, you're going to do some bottom bouncing, you're going to do live bait, you're going to do some Rapala crankbaits probably. And you're going to try a lot of different things to whatever they're biting on, right?
Correct. I mean, that's the biggest thing is just yesterday I had some customers from the Chicago area and they really wanted to go perch fishing. We had, you know, white caps, 2 to 3 foot waves. We tried for perch and it's not that you can't get them when it's rough, but the perch out here, they like just the dead rod over the side, throw some slip bobbers out or maybe some small blade baits. But when it's rough, they just don't bite. So we refocused and, you know, customers had a fabulous day. I think we ended up with 6 walleyes and a half dozen perch, you know, and caught most of them trolling for walleyes. The customers really didn't want to cast, you know. So what do we have to do to adjust, you know, what's biting the best? And people are generally flexible. They want to have a great day on the water. Whether it's, you know, hopefully targeting something they really want, but I'm very open, you know. Hey, it's not the best day for perch today. How about we target some walleyes? You know,
mm-hmm.
Smallmouth bass, when it's really, really calm, it's tough sometimes to get the smallmouth bass. So let's, you know, let's go 15, 20 miles away. It's not that far to go to different boat ends. Let's target some walleyes today. So
yeah,
just a lot of options out here.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, I mean, you know, and I'm just using, I have listeners literally everywhere east of the Mississippi River and in Europe. There's a large contingent of Chauncey listeners, which kind of drives me crazy. But you're not that far from, you know, a metropolitan area like Chicago. You're several hours north. I mean, you can you know, get up there, crash for the night, get out early in the morning, and come home if you wanted to. I would do a 2-day trip, but that's me, you know.
Yeah, no, I get a lot of people that drive down in the morning. We'll just do a, you know, 8, 9 o'clock start,
mm-hmm.
and they'll fish all day and drive back that night. But like you said, a lot of people, they want to do 2 days. Maybe we'll target perch one day and walleye the next day.
Yeah.
And things like that. So.
And, so, I mean, you know, that's just, you know, a fun part of it. And, you know, yes, you have everything. And I keep telling people that when you go out with a guide, and the guide has all of the rods, all of the reels, the line. The line hasn't been there for 5 years like yours has been in the garage.
Yep.
Everything is set. I mean, you can bring, someone wants to bring their special rod, they could, but you would prefer, I would prefer that they just use yours because it's a lot easier.
Yeah, generally, you know, I prefer the same thing. Sometimes someone will have that cert rod or reel. You know, they might have made it or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Or it's got sentimental value. Bring it along. But, yeah, I got everything you need, state-of-the-art equipment. You got the live scope, so if someone wants to learn on, you know, targeting a fish with electronics, things like that, you know, we can do things like that. I'll teach them, you know, the Lowrance, the side imaging, what you're looking for. In the spring of the year, it's so easy. You drive around, oh, there's a pot of fish. Let's start fishing here. You know, and the different lures that are out there. You know, the last 4 or 5 years, I'm sure you heard a lot about the Great Lakes with blade baits and shiver minnows and rip and wrap.
Mm-hmm.
It's all minnow imitation type lures and vibration and sound and the techniques and how to catch them. I mean, it's just a fun way, rod in hand, you're throwing a shiver minnow. And some days you got to slow sweep. Other days you got to be really aggressive. You know, and it's just what's out there. I try and stay on top of, you know, cutting edge with the electronics, the new baits that are out there, because, of course, they're always coming out with something new. And for whatever reason, this is the new bait. The fish seem to like it. So you got to use what the fish want to bite.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like you have to have a tackle box of old stuff and a tackle box of new stuff, because when you haven't thrown one of those old baits at them for a couple of years, you throw one, and all of a sudden they don't know what it is, and they start hitting the old bait.
Yep. Sometimes I think the brains are bigger than you think they are out there, because, yeah, I'll take some of the old Cotton Cordella lures or the old Thunder Sticks that we used to use 20 years ago, and a color. Some days the color, you swear to God, doesn't make a difference. And yesterday, if you talk to my customers that were out there, pink and white, we caught, I bet you, 5 of the walleyes on a pink and white crankbait. All your typical perch and purples. Because if you come to the Green Bay and you talk to a lot of people that fish anywhere in Green Bay for walleyes, they're going to say just bring purple. Purples, purple pear jigs, purple crankbaits. And for whatever reason, notorious, that is a go-to color if you're coming to the Great Lakes.
Oh, gosh.
Purple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things, I know you also love to take not just the, and I'm going to try to put this gently, so don't start writing me hate mail, everybody. You know, yes, you like, you know, taking any group out there, but, you know, you really love also taking when a dad's bringing a couple of young kids, whether it's a neighbor kid or his own kid with them out there, or, you know, ladies love fishing so much and are getting more and more involved with fishing and hunting. You know, if there's a couple of ladies want to go out, a group of them, you're going to set it up for them and you're going to make sure that they're going to catch fish and have a great time, right?
Yeah, 100%. You know, some of my best memories for myself are, you know, a family and a kid. And one in particular, a couple years ago, it's a sheephead. You know, it was the biggest sheephead I've ever caught in my boat. I actually Googled what's the world record sheephead after we caught it.
Mm-hmm.
But a 9-year-old kid had it on, and another 10-year-old kid was in the boat. And we were just jigging in the river. They just wanted to go out and have fun, learn about jigging. And they didn't care if they caught, you know, whatever. We were getting carp, we were getting sheephead. That, you know, that's what it's about. But this kid fought this thing for like 10 minutes, and he was getting tired. And his buddy wanted to grab it and help him. He's like, no, I can do it. And finally, we net this thing, and it's a 16-pound sheephead. That, like I said, probably the biggest sheep I've ever had in my boat. And he gets that in there, and he was speechless. I got a little video of it. It is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Just, oh, my God. You know, just little things like that, you know. And hopefully them kids now talk to their other friends, and they want to get out in the outdoors and get out and do something.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
That's how you get hooked on it.
So. Yeah. Everybody, we're talking with Dennis Butts from No Butts About It Guide Service. I love that name. Once again, rattle off where you're based out of so everybody knows, and the waters that you fish off of.
Yeah, so I'm based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I live right in a little town of Swamco, 10 minutes north of Green Bay. But I target the walleyes 90% of the time in the Green Bay area, anywhere from Sturgeon Bay over to Marinette to O'Connell. You know, it's a 30-40 mile up either side of the shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I target some smallmouth bass in May and June. Perch in May and June is pretty good, and then it slows down a little bit. But then again, like August, September, October, perch fishing can be fabulous again. My muskies, I'll usually wait till it warms up or cools down a little bit. Some people target them, you know, all summer out here, but I prefer as they start to migrate down into the lower end of the Fox River and stuff, I'll do that right up to ice up.
Cool.
Target some muskies, so.
Cool. cool.
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, they can go to Butz, B-U-T-Z, guideservice.com. Let me repeat, B-U-T-Z, guideservice.com is the website. What's the best phone number to call you at, my friend?
920-676-2954. Okay. And no buts about it, guide service.
And it's 920-676-2954. Or you could see him at the Schomburg Show. But, you know, set up a guide service and get out there. You know, October sounds like a perfect time to get out, have some fun, bring the right clothing, bring extra clothing, because it's easier to take clothing off than it is to put it on.
100%. Yeah, you never know this time of the year.
Yeah.
What's nice about the Green Bay area, too, if you get a northeast wind, that's the only really bad wind. But you can usually tuck in the Fox River and still have a really good day fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you can shoot up either shoreline and generally, you know, stay out of the wind and things like that. So, and most, you know, if you got families, you got ladies or whatever, as far as going to the bathroom, I don't have a bathroom on the boat, but most boat landings are 5 minutes away.
Okay, cool. Well, Dennis,
that way too, so.
Thanks so much for coming on. I want everybody to give you a buzz to set something up and make sure you tell them, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Chauncey. It's great talking to you.
All right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun, certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. The Northeast Illinois Council, Scouting America, is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive in Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score at the trap range. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15, with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay target in the sky, you're saying, I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois Council. To register, go to neic.org/clays24. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out, and if you can't come out, sign up as a sponsor with Natalie at 847-748-9174 for as little as $250 and up, which can include squads of four and signage at the event, depending on the level. See you there. Pull! Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I'm going to get something out there really quick because I don't want to forget about it, but there's a program going on by the Union Sportsman's Alliance. It's Fish with the First Responder at Columbus Park, 500 South Central Avenue in Chicago, Illinois, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is where the kids can get outdoors for a fun-filled hours of fishing, a free picnic lunch, and all kinds of stuff with your first responders. And this is such a cool program. I mean, it's community policing. The Chicago Park District is part of this. Also, the Chicago Police Department and more. It's just a great event for the kids to get out and spend some time with a first responder. Okay? That's a cool thing. Okay, let's talk about some fishing programs going on out there. We got some good ones. Okay, first of all, we have the our fishing report sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Our good friends there always sponsor my grandson's fishing report. Papa, wow, did we get the storms last week? It was unreal. We got 9.5 inches of rain, and that messed up a lot of fishing in the lakes and rivers around our house. But before the rain, Dad went out to Grand Haven with his buddies, and they got some steelhead and 2- and 3-year-old Chinook salmon. They also caught 40 to 100 feet down in 140 to 220 feet of water. Spoons worked the best in green and orange. The guys on the pier, they said, found some salmon action to be slow. However, some guys did catch them early in the day casting glow spoons in low light conditions. Cool. After the rain came, everything shut down. We'll see you next week. Your hockey pro in training and professional angler, Aiden. That's his birthday today, too. And once again, Waterworks Marine sponsors our Aiden Fishing Report every weekend. At 708-798-9700. That's Waterworks Marine. Okay, a couple other interesting things. The 2024 Illinois fall trout season, that's inland trout season, will open Saturday, October 19th at 60 ponds and lakes and streams throughout the state of Illinois. The early catch and release season is scheduled to open October 5th this year. No trout may be taken from any of these stocked sites until the regular fall season opens at 5 a.m., or when they open the gate, everybody, don't get goofy, on October 19th. The daily catch limit is 5 trout. If you see somebody violating, call the police. Remember, let's let the kids catch the fish and have a field day. Up in Madison, Wisconsin, we've got a report from the DNR up there that encourages hunting mentors to introduce and the rich tradition of deer hunting to the next generation during Wisconsin's annual youth deer hunt. The Youth Deer Hunt offers hunters 15 and old, younger rather, the chance to learn about hunting techniques and develop a connection to nature at a time when deer are less pressured during the regular traditional 9-day gun season when everybody's out there in the woods of Wisconsin. Youth hunters with or without hunter education certificate are eligible to hunt while under the supervision of a mentor. For all hunting youth under the age of 11 years old to or hunters ages 12 to 15 who have not completed the hunter education, a mentor must be at least 18 years old. Go to their DNR website for more information. And if you're on the water in September in a number of places, Michigan, the DNR is doing some nighttime walleye recruitment, basically taking shock boats, electric shock boats out there, and they're finding out if the young of the year or hatched fish, natural hatched fish, are doing better in these lakes. So you may see some boats that look like Chinese dragon boats with all the lights on them and stuff like that. They're really kind of cool. Give them a wide berth, okay? Just do that. All right, let's talk about fishing. The shoreline in Chicago, we need cooler water. We're going to be getting a lot of winds, so maybe that's going to churn up the water, and it might cool it down for us. But, you know, let's give it a day or two after the wind. South in Michigan, where my good buddies down in the Benton Harbor area say, things are slow in St. Joe off the pier and in the river, both themselves right now. There are some boats, when the weather permitted, outside the harbor. We're looking at some other locations. Cook County Forest Preserve Lakes. Ken Husker O'Malley sent us a note and said that past couple of days have been better for fishing. When the skies cleared up, his fishing got better. That's pretty good. Bass are hitting buzz baits and, you know, taking second looks at fishes. He threw a Senko and missed it. The fish missed it again, so he was pretty excited. They're fishing weed pockets and get definitely outside of the summer patterns right now, but that could change in a second. We also have reports that Tampere has showed some improvements off the peninsula for crappie and cats and bass on minnows. Don't forget that St. Joe's Pond has a good number of bullhead and bluegill being caught. Up on the chain of lakes, oh yeah, my reporter Bob said that the walleye are going to probably be your best shot. Current areas, Fox Lake. They were picking up some white bass, but he says the numbers weren't there like everybody thinks they should be, but they could happen pretty quick. Catfish are fair to decent on something that stinks. Bigger minnows, stink bait, bluegills, like stuff like that, cut up bluegills. Bluegills are fair, and they're in about 7 to 8 feet of water. Small, those whack 'em and stack 'em jigs tipped with the maggot work really well. They really do. They're also getting them on waxies. Crappies are fair on the main lake areas, but you've got to work to find them. Don't forget that. Cooling lakes are, Heideke closes, I think it's October 8th. Braidwood and LaSalle, October 15th. Mark those dates down. Delavan Lake, one of my favorite ones. Definitely largemouth are biting again as the weather change. Walleye pike fishing, oh yeah, that's getting better in about 20 feet of water, maybe a little bit deeper. Bluegill fishing has been a little on the spotty side for a lot of guys there. And northern pike action remains consistent in the medium weed growth in about 13, 15 feet of water. That's really where you want to sit and find those fish. We're seeing some, excuse me, other activity happening in Chabanaw Lake with catfish being pretty good on chicken livers and some hybrid stripers also on those chicken livers. So don't be surprised if you definitely get one of them. Okay, we did that. I'm trying. There's a whole bunch of other reports. Whoa, I can hear the flute playing. And this week's Native American proverb comes from our friend Chief Dan George. And it says, "May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong." Wow, that's pretty good. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May the hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Very good. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week, everybody.